A previously unknown group called Al-Qanun, or the Law, claimed responsibility for today's bombing. In an Urdu-language statement delivered to media offices in Karachi, the group warned of further attacks against the U.S. and the Pakistani government. U.S. and Pakistani officials say they have no direct evidence of who was behind today's attack, but suspicion is centered on Al-Qaeda. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports that the terrorist network is suspected in a series of recent attacks against foreigners in Pakistan.
Violence is, of course, no stranger to Pakistan. Sectarian killings in places like Karachi have claimed thousands of lives in recent years. But a new pattern of violence is emerging. Recent attacks, like the one today in Karachi, have targeted foreigners, French technicians, American churchgoers, and American journalist Daniel Pearl. Dozens of people, foreigners and Pakistanis, have died in these attacks. They've been extremely well planned and executed, and like today's bombing outside the U.S. consulate, many have been suicide missions, something that until recently was unheard of in Pakistan. All of this adds to suspicions here that Al-Qaeda, or groups allied with Al-Qaeda, may have been responsible. Rasul Rais is a professor at Qaidiyazm University in Islamabad.
Local Pakistanis have so far not committed a suicide terrorist attack. We have yet to see any Pakistani doing that. We are looking at an international pattern of terrorism, and within that only Al-Qaeda fits into.
The recent attacks may have targeted foreigners, says Rais, but he believes the real aim is to destabilize the government of Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. Talat Masood, a retired Pakistani general, says that's because Al-Qaeda and its allies are furious at Musharraf for backing the U.S. during the war in Afghanistan.
Just as Al-Qaeda thinks that U.S. is their enemy, so does Al-Qaeda think now that Pakistan is their enemy and the Musharraf's government is their enemy. So they are equally targeting, us along with you, and we have to be very careful.
Pakistani authorities have arrested hundreds of Al-Qaeda members fleeing across the border from Afghanistan, but hundreds, perhaps thousands more, are thought to have entered Pakistan undetected. They've apparently ensconced themselves in large cities like Karachi. One of Osama bin Laden's top lieutenants, Abu Zubaydah, was captured earlier this year in the city of Faisalabad in northeastern Pakistan. Intelligence officials here worry that Al-Qaeda may be forming links with homegrown Pakistani militants who are also unhappy with General Musharraf. Officially, Pakistani investigators have yet to say who they believe is responsible for the recent spate of attacks. Some people here question the Al-Qaeda connection. Political analyst Ayesha Aga says it's not in the organization's interest to undermine the Pakistani government.
Try to think of the psyche of these people. Where are they going with all this? At some point, they want a launching pad. They want a state from where they could spread out their ideology while they're going around the world fighting. They do not want to antagonize a very crucial component of the state, which is the armed forces.
That may be, but the Pakistani state has clearly sided with the United States in the war against terrorism. And one thing is clear, President Musharraf's list of enemies is growing longer every day. It now includes so-called jihadis, or holy warriors, fighting in Kashmir. For the past 12 years, they've operated with the consent and often the assistance of the Pakistani intelligence service, the ISI. But under intense pressure from India and the United States, Musharraf has reversed course. He now says Pakistan will prevent any militants from crossing into Indian-held Kashmir. It's another reason, says Professor Rasul Rais, why Musharraf is under threat politically and physically.
They would do anything to politically embarrass him, the way they did commit that atrocity, brutality against French technicians. I don't think they would not try to kill him, to assassinate him. He is under threat, there is no doubt about that.
Musharraf says he's not worried about his personal safety, but presidential security has been tightened recently, and as today's attack in Karachi demonstrates, the threat is very real. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.